speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, is Dana in?
Mass is calling.
Sure, it's Nicole, Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of what again, sorry?
Cardiff.
Okay, give me a sec.
Thank you.
We did, and then we just didn't figure out how to do it after. We kept on hanging up on you. Hello.
Hi, Dana.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I just got your email here.
Okay. Let me take this in the other room. Hold on 1 second. Let me get back here.
How are things going?
They're good, but they're challenging. I can't remember how much I had filled you in on before, but...
Last time I spoke with you, you were going into Whole Foods with some...
Yeah.
Okay.
We are in Whole Foods. We're shipping 3 regions. We got approved for all... We had a meeting in May, a really, really great show, and we got up... You know, we've been approved for all regions, and we are going to be in 7 regions starting February 1st.
Awesome.
So we're gearing up for production for that.
Okay.
My issue right now is just that my sales are not strong enough for me to entice an investor to come
right
on board. We're going to be shipping about $150,000 a month we're starting to ship this week, like as of right now.
Oh, wow.
So we're moving forward and we're definitely gaining momentum. We have about 350,000 with the being in the 7 regions. I'm very conservatively projecting about 350,000 a month starting the end of January. We are going into a showroom in August, so we will be showing our collections to. It's a great, great showroom. So we'll be showing
in LA,
and they also have a Dallas showroom, and they do all the New York shows as well.
Oh, wow.
So we'll be seeing Nordstrom and Anthropologie and Neiman Marcus and all the department stores.
Awesome.
We'll see. You know, I'm not going to count on getting into any of them right off the bat, but they also rep over 3,000 specialty stores. So
yeah, it's a great
opportunity. I'm anticipating, a minimum of another 100,000 a month, I would think, would come from that.
Okay.
And so that's kind of where I am. In the meantime, we're still, we're month to month to month with just the challenging part of holding it together with the overhead and moving forward. I'm getting ready to purchase fabrics now. And fortunately, I've been able to pay our bills and have the credit, and I've got the 60-day terms with my factor, but it's still just not enough for me to support us.
Okay.
We've had a really, really slow summer, but we're just gearing up to start shipping again now.
Okay.
So,
what are you looking for ideally? Like, what would be helpful right now?
Well, the couple of investors that I've been talking to, I've been looking for $400,000 to $500,000, which I don't need right now.
Mm-hmm.
That was just to bring an equity investor in, to give them 40% to 50% of the business, and be able to just really explode and take it forward.
Okay.
Looking at it as a loan and with what you guys do and being as conservative as I possibly can be, I need $150,000.
Okay. I think we could probably do that. And then are you looking for the longest term, shortest term? What would be ideal?
No, I think it's going to depend on really how the rates work out.
That's the main objective, the rates?
Well, it's a big part of it, just because I know that can bankrupt a company really quickly.
Yeah.
If all my profit is being paid out in credit card fees, fees, that's obviously a problem. So I just want to be smart about it. This scares the heck out of me doing it this way, but I feel like I'm at that place where I just have to take the bull by the horns. It's time for me. I just have to forge forward with this. And
yeah,
in order for me to do that, I've got to bring some capital in.
Right. We have a couple new programs since I spoke to you last.
Okay.
How, now you were bringing on your partner on paper in March. Did that happen? Or is it a partnership switch in March?
Yeah, no, we, in March, so December actually is when we formed an LLC, but I'm the sole proprietor, but it's a LLC. I'm the only partner.
You're the only person, okay.
Yeah.
Got it. And then how is your personal credit right now?
Good.
Good?
Strong.
Okay.
I mean, I have over 700, I guess.
Good.
Like seven. It's definitely come down a little bit just because of all the inquiries that I've put in my credit cards. But it's still in the 700s, probably low 700s.
Did you take any working capital loans?
No. I have not taken any working capital loans, no.
Okay. I do have a few new programs. The overall payback is really good on the loans. And what I want to do is just give you some options so you can see, like, you know, here's a really long term, but when I average it out, the rate is really low. Or here's something really short, and the overall payback is very, very low. And just give you some different options where you can compare and see what's going to make the most sense for the business. Because we have a lot of different options, and I think I'm hearing what you're saying in terms of what's going to be the most important, what's going to help the business.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what I want to do. You had mentioned in your email to discuss the 2014 tax return with you.
Right, and that's only because of what I guess I had already told you about, that it was a sole proprietor with my partner that was not on pay. I wasn't on the paper.
Okay.
Then it turned into a partnership in 2015. And we filed as partners, and then as of 2016, it's an LLC in my name.
Okay. Can you still send me the most recent tax return?
Sure. So last year's.
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. It does show a loss.
That's okay. We're not worried about that. Yeah,
okay.
We're not worried about that.
Okay.
But it's going to show now. What for? And you said you have 2015.
Yeah, I have everything. So I have 2014, 2015. I'm happy to send you both.
2015 is fine. And what did you end the year for gross revenue in 2015?
1.2.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So I think I have everything you sent me. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. I just need the tax return.
Okay. I can shoot you.
Then,
hold on. I'll just do that while we're.
Okay, perfect.
And
then, Dana, what is your time frame if everything worked out? Is it
immediate?
Immediate. Okay.
Very quickly.
Okay.
As soon as possible. Hold on, let's see. So 2015...
Okay, so the 2015 is going to show that you still have the partnership, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And I don't need this right now, but would you be able to send me something showing that you are the sole owner now?
Yeah, I can actually send you my LLC because I have my, you know, my whole.
Yeah.
Giant
I don't
book.
Need it. I won't need it right this second.
Okay.
But I'm just going to let them know. Hey, 2015, it was a partnership. They switched. And now it's just her as an LLC.
I have my articles of organization.
Yeah, that's perfect.
So I can send you that. And it shows it's an LLC, and it shows that it's just me, and I've got my new EIN number on that. So I can scan this in and send it to you if you need it.
Okay. And then when did the EIN number switch?
As of January 1st.
January 1st. Okay.
Yeah. That's what I was worried about. That's why I said call me about that, because I know there's like, is
that
there like
may
a 1 year, 2 years, 3 years?
Yeah, that may be, it may or may not be an issue. I don't think we won't be able to do something, but I just want to make sure we have access to all the programs. So I'm going to try and just get around that, because I want to give you credit for being in business. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's technically been 4.5 years.
Right.
and I can, and it does, at least on the partnership, it does have it listed as Vector Apparel Projects, and on our Articles of Organization, it's also Vector Apparel Projects. It's just LLC.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, let me get working on this. I'll get it submitted here shortly, and I hope to hear back by tomorrow.
Okay.
And then if there's anything else I need, I'll just shoot you an email.
All right. That'd be great.
Okay.
All right, Nicole.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye.